hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everybody is having an absolutely amazing day. Got some wild stuff going on today, as always. And again, thank you for your support, and thank you for all of your just emails and order comments. Thank you, guys. We got all the orders caught up yesterday. We've gotten a little backlog for a few days on the CBD oil and getting another batch in. And so we appreciate the patience on that. All the orders have gone out 100% fulfilled. So you guys should be seeing those within the next couple days. So again, thank you for your support. And Dad, how are you doing today?
Austin, I'm blessed beyond measure. Shaking down, running over. My cup cannot contain it. I tell you, it's been a great day so far. I've already got a lot of contacts, my information from my people that I know. And I've got a friend of mine now who's going on the record, who's a pastor, who was in the meeting last week in Washington, D.C. with a group of evangelicals that was hosted by Jason Greenblatt. And now I'm calling this right off of Wikipedia as far as who this guy is. He's born in 1967. He's an American lawyer. He was the executive vice president, chief legal officer to Donald Trump and the Trump Organization, and his current advisor to Israel. In January 2017, he was appointed the assistant to the president, a special representative for international negotiations by President Donald Trump. He is the son of Hungarian Jewish refugees and grew up in Forest Hills, Queens, New York. During World War II, his father fed Shemarsky in 1941 as a child, while his mother hid in Budapest with her family. And basically, he was born with the given name Theodore, but had it legally changed as a teenager. He's the first cousin once removed of anti-war activist Robert Greenblatt. Greenblatt was educated at Yeshiva Don Raval, the Marsha Stem Talmudic Academy, followed by Yeshiva University, where he studied English in 1992. He received a Juris Doctorate from New York University School of Law. He had a huge meeting last week. I'll give you the dates. March the 7th, 2019, brought together by Paula White in the White House. The first two-hour meeting was basically for 48 pastors and working with their relationship with Israel. And he started discussing how people were talking about how Jerusalem was going to be divided, at which time John Hagee pontificated for approximately 3 minutes about Jerusalem being divided. Of course, Hagee is the one who said that Jesus Christ did not come to be the Messiah. Then he had another hour with about 24 pastors, and they were discussing the international relationships between the evangelical community and the unbridled, unprecedented support for Israel, period. You guys think I make this stuff up? Don't make it up. Okay. Now, this March the 16th at Mar-a-Lago, my pastor friend is going to a banquet for Israel brought to by the Spanish Coalition at Mar-a-Lago at Trump's facility down in West Palm Beach. So all of these things are to tie the United States deeper and deeper and deeper into bed with Israel. Now, my pastor told me last week, now you guys need to stay tuned because you better put your seatbelts on for this one, because this one's going to piss everybody off. And this is just something interesting. He said he will come on the show, and he will come on the show, you know, basically in full disclosure of who he is. And he will also send a person in from Overland Missions who worked in Israel, is supposedly legal to proselytize and speak the gospel of Jesus Christ in Israel for everyone over the age of 18. You can talk to him. This is simply not true. Last week, and this has been scrubbed from the internet, I cannot verify this from any other source except for Pastor Rodney this morning, and basically he says that this is what happened last week, and he has a complete paper that's been written on it. He said they had a group of students and young men and girls who were proselytizing in Israel. They were arrested by the Israeli military for talking about Jesus. They were stripped naked, and they were bound for 14 hours and interrogated. They have been banned from Israel for the next 10 years for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ after they were stripped naked and bound and interrogated for 14 hours. I don't even know what to say. You guys, I tell you this stuff, and I don't know what to say. Why would you strip missionaries naked? Why would you hold them in interrogation for 14 hours? Why would the Israeli military do this to anybody? Oh, that's right, because these are the same guys that shoot people from 1,000 yards for sport who are wearing fully disclosed, press-credentialed outfits and badges. Oh, that's right. This is the same group of people that put an effigy of Jesus Christ as Ronald McDonald on a cross and hung it in a museum in Haifa. And when the Palestinians protested, the Christian Palestinians got together and says, no, you will not do this as an effigy to Jesus Christ. They were tear gassed. Oh, that's right. This is the same group of people. Guys, you have been lied to. The Kabbalah group that runs Israel, the Ashkenazi Jews who control Israel, they have completely and totally subverted the culture of Israel. They have brought Tel Aviv as the number one homosexual destination in the world with every manner of perversion and whorehouse that you can possibly imagine there. Child trafficking is headquartered out of Tel Aviv. And this group of people that is running this country now are a godless group of total heathens that basically are intent, for some reason, of bringing their Antichrist into the Third Temple, having him rule the planet via Lucifer and a one-world religion. One of the major alternative talk show hosts yesterday put out an emergency broadcast declaration saying that Donald Trump had basically turned his back on the patriots, turned his back on the people in the United States, and he was not who he said he was, and that he was not doing what he was supposed to do, and that he was basically compromised. My response was, duh. I've been saying this for the last 18 months. I stuck with Trump for the first 6 months of his presidency. Then I started quoting him. Ann Coulter came out and was very clear. She says, this is Trump by the numbers. It was on Breitbart today. And here's what she's saying, that illegal immigration is on track to hit the highest levels of more than a decade. And Trump has willfully decided to keep his amnesty advocates, Jared, Ivanka, Mick Mulvaney, Myra Short, and Mercedes Schlapp in the White House for all this talk about immigration. Did he even consider hiring people who shared his quote-unquote supposed MAGNA vision? Then he goes on, here it is. Straight facts, here they are. Number of miles of wall built on our southern border since Trump has been president, zero. Number of miles of fence, bollard, or garden trestles built along our 2,000-mile border since Trump has been president, 26. Number of times Trump has claimed on Twitter he's already building the wall, 16. Number of times Trump has complained on Twitter that Congress won't give him funds to build the wall that he says is already building, at least 30. Number of wall prototypes destroyed by the federal government, all prototypes have been destroyed. Number of federal orders ending the Anchor baby scam, zero. Number of executive orders issued by Trump rescinding Obama's unconstitutional amnesty for illegal dreamers, zero. Number of illegal aliens whose presence has been excused by Trump, 11 to 50 million. Number of extensions of the E-Verify system prevent illegals from being hired, zero. Number of H-1B foreign workers in this country when Trump took office, approximately 1 million, same as today. Number of asylum loopholes closed, zero. Number of top-level administration job offers to immigration controllers who are not named Stephen Miller, zero. Number of top-level administrative jobs offered to members of the Koch brothers, 5 that she knows of. Number of attorney generals trying desperately to implement Trump's immigration agenda, whom Trump mocked and forced out of office, 1. Number of carried interest loopholes eliminated by President Trump, 0. Total campaign contributions 2016 given by Goldman Sachs to Hillary Clinton, $388,000. Given to Trump, $5,600. Number of Goldman Sachs employees put in the top administration position by the president, 7 or more than Presidents Bush and Obama combined. This is nuts. Number of actions taken to defend free speech rights of Trump's biggest supporters, including Alex Jones, Ted Brewer, Laura Loomer, I added Ted Brewer, Gavin McInnes, all of these guys have been banned. Zero actions taken to defend free speech. Percentage of the base that Trump can afford to lose in 2020 after millions of older white Americans have died off, zero. Guys, this is who Trump is. I'm so over the BS garbage of the doggone Q movement. Oh, Jones, trust the Trump, all 3D chess. Total crap. Here's who runs the United States of America. I'm going to say it. The United States of America is run by AIPAC. dual Israeli citizenship people. They're the ones who determine what Congress is going to do, who and what they're going to say. Now we're having missionaries stripped and interrogated for 14 hours because they're preaching the Savior's message of our Lord Jesus Christ. When I was on Hagman 2 weeks ago, somebody called in who was a Kabbalist, wrote a letter in the little comment section on Facebook Live or whatever it was on, YouTube Live, and said it was silly hearing me and Doug talk about the Kabbalah and trying to explain it, and that he couldn't believe that we Christians basically idolized a dead man hanging on a cross. This is what we're dealing with, and nobody wants to talk about it. And after my talk with Rodney this morning, I said, the heck with it. I'm just going to just tell it what it is. I said, do we have a national talk show host come out yesterday? Dances around the rose, dance around the tulips every single day. Let's talk about Trump and how bad he is. No! Let's talk about who runs Washington. Let's talk about what Cynthia McKinney said, that the congressional people, the Congress, have to basically sign a loyalty oath to Israel if they wish to stay in office. If they don't, AIPAC funds a person against them and supplies enough money for that person to take them out of office. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the Federal Reserve Bank run out of Israel, run by the Rothschild banking cartel out of London. Let's talk about how the Rothschilds founded Israel through the Balfour Declaration, how Israel is a fiefdom of the Balfour Declaration and a fiefdom of Israel, and that's all it is. And it's one of the most secular, disgusting countries in the entire world because of its homosexual stance, its late-term abortion, and it has an undue influence on the United States and the Congress of the United States. Well, Ted, you sound anti-Semitic. Oh, because I quote the facts and I tell you what's going on, all of a sudden I'm an anti-Semite. BS means nothing to me. Totally means nothing to me. Why? Because nobody else is talking about this. You try to get this information about Christian persecution in Israel, scrubbed. Why? Because Israel controls the computer programs that runs the search engines. And if they decide that they don't want to basically have something showing up on the internet, they ban it, they shadow ban it, they block it. They put it 100 pages back so you can never find it. This is what's going on, guys. Our missionaries are being stripped naked and interrogated for 14 hours. That's just pure intimidation to scare the holy living crap out of those kids and those women and those men. I mean, who does stuff like that? Who does stuff like that in a world that's supposed to be doing things for right? Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. We don't have to do everything for right, do we? We have to try to bring our satanic antichrist in and our one world order and our new world order religion. Roddy's going to send me all the information. I'm going to post it on the website. Yes, I'm going to post it on my website as far as the full report of what happened to Overland Missions. Guys, I'm just so over this. You know, it's the giant pink pedophile in the room that basically nobody wants to talk about. I do my best to discuss it the best I possibly can without getting completely banned on every platform that I'm on. Guys, it's just one of those things that we have to understand. This stuff needs to stop. Why do we have dual citizenship people in Congress dictating what we're going to do in the United States of America when their loyalty pledges are to Israel first? It doesn't make any sense to me, guys. How do we get like this? Oh, that's right. I know how we got like this. We got like this because of the doggone Scofield Bible infiltrating our doggone school systems and universities, teachings of Darby, the heresy that he taught. That's right. Samuel Untermeyer, he's the one who pushed it all in the early 1900s with Scofield. Got him put it by the Oxford Press and sent all these Bibles for free. I mean, that's how it happened. All Zionists. Now remember, there's a big difference between a Zionist. A Zionist does not have to be a Jew. Gosh, you got to get that through our heads up heads. Anybody could be a Zionist. John Hagee, who wants to be a Jew, basically is a Zionist. I don't believe he's even saved after his comment about Jesus not coming to be Messiah. I said it. Well, you know, he talks about it. No. How can salt water and fresh water flow from the same stream? How's that even possible? How can he say with one breath that Jesus Christ isn't the Messiah? It did not come to be the Messiah. How can he say that and still claim to be saved and still claim to be a Christian? Are you kidding me? The infiltration of Christianity is complete. They have rendered us ineffective as far as changing the societal norms because they have caused the entire Christian community to become politically correct. We've got a bunch of pansies in the pulpit basically trying their best to maintain their 501(c) lifestyle who are unwilling to discuss anything of matter of any importance in the pulpit as far as any political things or lifestyle choices. Doesn't matter what you do. Come on in. You're invited. God loves you all no matter how you live and how deep your sin. Yeah. Why don't you ask the boys and girls in Sodom and Gomorrah how that worked out? Why don't you ask them how that worked out in Sodom and Gomorrah? Why don't you see how much God loved those guys? Now, we are under grace. I got that. And God sees sin as sin. I got that. And when you come to Jesus Christ and you understand who and what you are in Christ, you're a new creation. I got that. But does that mean we're continuing to willfully sin so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live it any longer is what it says in the Word. Guys, we've got to get back to good old-fashioned evangelism and preaching the Word. And we've got to stop allowing other countries to influence our country, our elections, our politics, and our very way of life. What do you think, Austin?
Very well said. As we have said so many times on here, find out who you cannot criticize, and you will quickly find out who controls you. And that's pretty much what we have seen now for decades upon decades upon decades. You can pretty much blast anything you want. The Democrats, the Republicans, whites, blacks, Hispanics, Mexicans. Doesn't really matter what you say, what term, Muslim, Christian, they're all fair game. But as soon as you bring up Israel, it goes completely and totally sideways. You get blocked, you get banned, you get completely shut down. And it's been something that has been really done well, if you look at it from a psychops standpoint. It's been very, very effective on what they have done. And like Deb said, why do we have dual citizenship for Israeli U.S. citizenships in Congress? I mean, that boggles my mind, always has boggled my mind, never understood it before, but the stuff that Dad was just talking about, I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but it's sad when you actually hear stuff come like this from first party sources. It's really frustrating to see this, and then again, when we talk about it, it's like, oh, don't talk about that. Don't bring that up. You can't talk about that. You can't talk about them. It's drives me up the wall. Also, too, in other news, this is something that I wanted to bring up because I've gotten multiple emails on this topic involving food, stored food, and it's something I wanted to address real quick because it's a very important topic. A lot of people skate past this and they don't think about this in realistic standpoint terms. Got brought to my attention again because Wise Company, the food company, is in a class action lawsuit for unlawful, unfair, and deceptive advertisement and business practices. And essentially, the class action lawsuit's claiming that they were misrepresenting and omitting key information on how long their food kits would actually last. Now, the reason why I bring this up is this has been a topic that I have brought up for years, and Wise isn't the only one. They're just one that's essentially getting a lawsuit because of this. But you see this a lot of times with stored food buckets. Well, they'll come out and they'll say, this is a one-month food supply. And then you go on the back and you add it up and it's got like 25,000 calories. Now, I don't know if you guys understand caloric intake, but no sizable adult is going to be able to function on 25,000 calories for 30 days. It's just not going to happen, especially in an emergency scenario. This is why it's really important to do your research and make sure you understand how much food you actually need per person in your family. For example, I know myself, I don't function on much below 2,500 calories. Even when I've dieted really hard for a contest, I don't go much below about 2,300 calories. That's the most I've ever gone down to. And I was very, very lean at that point, and I couldn't even do it very long and stay cognitively functional. People always see these food buckets and they see these claims, 1 month supply, 1 year supply. You need to understand how much food you're going to eat. My minimum caloric intake I'm going to function on is 2,500 calories. Realistically, if it's an emergency scenario, minimum I'm going to need is about 3,000 calories. So then look, for example, I have our food buckets, our 275 servings. That's why I don't make claims on how long they last because there's no way to tell how long they're going to last based on each person. They're 33,000 calories per food bucket that I have. I know if I need a minimum of 3,000 calories in an emergency scenario, those food buckets are only going to last me about 11 days. And people go, oh, well, that doesn't last very long. This is realistic numbers and real-world experiences. Don't buy into a lot of these places that come out and say, it's a one-month food supply for $49.99. it's all smoke and mirrors, and this is why Wise is in a class action lawsuit right now. Find out how much calories, real calories, are in your food. It doesn't even matter if it's a food bucket. It can be rice and beans, whatever it is. Figure out what the total caloric intake you need every single day. Because it's funny, I've heard people talk before, and they'll come out and say, oh, well, you know, if I need to, I can take my calories down. I could do like 1,500 calories a day. Oh, can you? Can you function on 1,500 calories a day and carry sandbags and lay irrigation piping and run sump pumps and put tarps over roofs and operate with no electricity? Oh, that's right. I've had to do that numerous times whenever we've had hurricanes hit and electricity go on for days on end and trying to get generators functioning. Oh, yeah, I've done that. You know how much food I have to eat? A lot. Because at the end of the day, I'm physically exhausted and I have to eat a significant amount of food. This is a concept that a lot of people don't understand. To stay combat effective, you're not going to function on 1,000 calories a day. It's not going to happen. You may be able to starve yourself for a couple days and burn off some body fat and burn off some much-needed muscle tissue that you need to save onto. You may do that. But as far as long-term health, you're not going to function very long on that low of a caloric intake, especially if you're outside doing stuff all the time. It was interesting. I had my phone on me the last hurricane, the big one we had hit us in 2017, and I had it in my pocket, my cargo pocket, even though there was no cell phone service. I was taking a lot of photos, and you know, before the hurricane, after the hurricane, I've always tried to document that stuff. And so the morning the hurricane hit, I was up like 6:30, and there's all kinds of issues, you know, trees down, flooding, sump pumps are running, putting sandbags everywhere. Well, by the end of the day, when all said was done, I had like 22,000 steps logged from morning till night, because there's no power, so you pretty much operate during the daytime. 22,000 steps is roughly about 10 to 11 miles, depending on how fast I was walking. That was just how much I was walking. I walked roughly 10 to 11 miles that day. That wasn't including me carrying sandbags everywhere, me loading up trucks, me running chainsaws, none of that. And so you have to realize your body is going to take a considerable amount of food, especially. Now, you can operate, like I said, a day or two. You can go on food deprivation and still function. But after about the third or fourth day of very low calories with very high energy, you know, basically being expelled, you're going to start to shut down quickly. The brain's not going to work well. Body's not going to work well. Nothing's going to work well. So the reason why I bring this up, this is more of a realistic standpoint. If you're storing food, if you're going to be smart and you're going to be planning and you're going to be prepared, at least be prepared correctly and don't give yourself these fake numbers. Oh, I got 6 months worth of food for our entire 4-person family, and you look at it and you have 100,000 calories. You're not going to function 4 people for 6 months on 100,000 calories. It's never going to happen. So do the math, break it down, factor in minimum 2,000 to 3,000 calories a day, minimum. That's a bare minimum. I say 3,000 calories to be exact. So to me, one of our food buckets, 11 days is what it's going to last me. I need 3 of those buckets for a month for me, and that's just me alone. That's why I always try to stay prepared. I think about things in a realistic standpoint. Don't undercut your calories, but that's why Wise is getting a class action lawsuit on them, because I've called that out for years with people when I look at these food buckets and they got a couple thousand calories and they're basically claiming they're a week supply and stuff like that. Do your research, do your math, and prepare accordingly for what you and your family need. Same thing with water. I always tell people, have at least a minimum of a gallon of water per person per day. You know, you may need more than that, you may need a little less than that, but that's a good starting point to have. I've seen people say, oh, well, you know, I've got 5 gallons stored. That'll last me and my family the entire week. If you plan on operating a 4-person team on 5 gallons of water for an entire week, you're going to have what we call dehydration very, 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 very quickly. So these are things you have to plan for, you have to prep for, and do realistic numbers on what you need, and don't psych yourself up that you've done this incredibly good prep because you have 10,000 calories in a gallon of water that's going to be pretty much gone within a day or two. Plan accordingly, do your math, stay prepared. That's why we have the food buckets. I love those. You can keep them stored for a long time. If you're trying to even keep it cleaner than that, or you're trying to keep it real on a budget, beans and rice, seal them up, store them, But guys, I'm telling you right now, be prepared because something big's going on. The globalists know now that the Trump wagon, the Trump train is pretty much starting to slow down. Dad just gave you the numbers on that. I've been calling it out for months. So is he. I'm glad we got Trump and we didn't get Hillary, but nothing's changed. We really have not gotten anything. They're more concerned in the Senate right now with passing red flag gun confiscation gun laws, or Trump's more concerned about telling ATF they need to ban bump fire stocks than we're getting any type of significant Second Amendment wins. I mean, Kentucky was the first big one that I saw on a state level that I was so proud of those guys. They passed, essentially, you don't have to have a concealed carry permit to carry a weapon in Kentucky. These are things that are going on right now. Nothing's slowing down at the border. Nothing's stopping with immigration. Nothing's stopping. It's full force right now. And they know that the time is starting to get real short because the American population has been awakening for the last couple of years. And like I said yesterday, the one positive aspect is the Trump train that started. It started a nationalistic movement that woke up a lot of the patriots to say, hey, we want our country back. And until we actually start saying we are going to take our country back, we are not going to compromise any longer, we're not going to get a whole lot of changes. And that means if it goes to that route, you have to be prepared for pretty much any length of time. I say 6 months minimum to be self-sufficient. What's going to happen in those times? I have no idea. But I'm telling you right now, I would rather be fully self-sufficient, being able to prepare, plan, and handle any situation that comes according to me on a very, very local level than sit there and go, well, I don't know what to do. I need to go ahead and figure out when I'm going to get my next check from the government, or when I'm going to get my next, you know, welfare check. Dude, guys, that's a slippery slope to function on. A lot of people do it, but be prepared. When you start relying on somebody to give you food and give you money and take care of you and protect you, which is a socialist mantra, it goes sideways really, really quick when they don't do what you want them to do. So just be prepared for that and plan accordingly, Deb.
You know, Austin, you're absolutely right. And be really careful, too, because we're right here at the Ides of March. I mean, we're at the Ides of March. I mean, almost every major national offensive war that we've been in starts in March. I mean, it's something to do with Mars, I guess, or whatever. I have no idea. These guys are Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Luciferian wizards that run the planet. And they really like to do things by numbers. Everything's gematria. It's all numbers, 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 numbers. These guys are just obsessed with it. Global Research just did an article that came out. It says the Pentagon's Ides of March is the best month to go to war, as the U.S. declared war on Venezuela. It goes, there are ongoing military threats against Venezuela and Iran. Is a U.S.-sponsored war contemplated for March 2019? The cyber attack on Venezuela's electric grid affecting up to 80% of the country constitutes a de facto act of war. Was the U.S. behind the attack? Maduro says the Pentagon of the U.S. Southern Command masterminded a cyber attack against electrical, telecommunication, and internet systems. On March the 10th, Washington confirmed its intent to carry out regime change. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asked the U.S. Congress to appropriate $500 million to restore the economy of Venezuela. Wait a minute. They did on March the 10th? Yep, they did. Various scenarios are envisioned by Washington, National Security Advisor and War Hawk, and dual Israeli citizen John Bolton and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have confirmed their intent to wage war on Iran. Guys, Austin said it a minute ago. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. The same group of people that ran the planet underneath H1, underneath Clinton, underneath Bush Jr., the retard, the same thing with, you know, Obama, the same thing with Trump, the same group's running it. You got a group of witches and warlocks and wizards that sit around in their little satanic dens and connect to Lucifer, an interdimensional entity. We talked about that in detail last week, and basically direct the course of the planet through energy fields. Think, well, that sounds really weird. You join the club, that sounds nuts to me too. But that's what they do. And they're the ones that are planning all of this stuff. These are the Kabbalists, the Luciferians, the wizards, the gematria people. It's like when Rabbi Khan, supposed to be a Christian, goes into churches and he does that Vulcan hand sign and he prays some kind of Hebrew language over the people in the church. They don't even realize that Hebrew hand sign is a form of gematria, and he's basically cursing the people in that church. Yeah, that's right. I said it, didn't I? And this is something we have to understand as Christians. We can't allow this stuff to go in. But now, finally, more and more people, that may be like me and you, Austin, and Tom Horn and basically Steve Quayle, pretty much, and Doug having us on, and Sheila and Dave, basically are talking about what's going on with the Third Temple. Sheila and I did a show a few weeks ago. She called it Planet Rothschild. Had 50,000 views in 2 days. Immediately banned, strike against her on YouTube. And I talked about all this stuff in depth. I need to get a copy of that show from her. And I will go ahead and post it on our website. And I'll embed it into our files so that you'll be able to see it when you come to the website, because you can't get it on YouTube anymore. But this is what's going on. And also, one quick thing about the caloric reduction. Okay, now everybody listen to me for a second now. I'm not preaching at you as far as being in shape or anything else. I'm just talking to you for a second as friends. If you're not used to fasting, if you haven't fasted before, you don't understand what happens to you if you fast. And, you know, and a fast can be a massive reduction of calories or a complete cessation of calories, or it can be a fast of just fruit juices or whatever. It doesn't make a difference. There are all these different types of fast. But if you go on to a really steep calorie reduction, let's say you're overweight, let's say you weigh 300 pounds and you're eating 5,000 to 10,000 calories a day, and that's to maintain that weight, and suddenly you drop your caloric intake to 1,500 pounds, what's going to happen is you're going to start burning body fat really, really, really fast. You go, well, that's good, I've got fat to live on, I can stay alive. Well, no, here's what happens. When you start burning fat like that, that fat has a lot of chemicals and hormones, and if you've been taking medications, it's all stored in the fat. And it starts getting released back into the body, and the body goes in what's called the healing crisis, and you get really sick. I mean, you get sick as a dog. That's why a lot of people who go on fast for the very first time, they have to check themselves into like a clinic, into like a retreat setting to have their vitals monitored, because they get so sick. Not necessarily going to die from it, but you're going to get deathly ill. And what ends up happening is your body starts to change, and you start to really burn fat. You go into ketosis, you're burning muscle. You do all these different things that are happening all at once, and you're going to feel terrible. Austin is right. You're going to feel terrible. I mean, I was a bodybuilder back in college, and I tell you what, when you start getting into ketosis and you start trying to function on proteins and fats, and your body's going to go, wow, my brain needs glucose really badly. So it starts dumping the doggone protein out to convert it back into sugar. Can't do that with fat. And so what happens is you start losing a bunch of lean muscle mass on top of everything else. You start getting weak, and you can't maintain your own body weight. And when you start losing the weight like that, you still got fat on you, so now you're losing the strength to carry the fat. This is the vicious cycle that people get into when they do these constant weight loss cycles. About 10% of the weight you lose, even on a restricted, controlled caloric intake, is going to be body mass, protein, muscle weight. And each pound of muscle you lose about 50 calories per day of your basal metabolic rate, which means your metabolic rate goes lower and lower and lower, but you're also burning less calories, which means now it's going to be more and more difficult to keep that weight off. And it's going to be hard, very, very hard, past the age of 60 to put the muscle weight back on. I'm just letting you guys know the truth. That's why I tell people, if you're over the age of 60 and you have a serious health problem, you have to fast, okay. But people over the age of 60 who like to fast on a regular basis end up with all kinds of health issues. I've got a very dear friend of mine who's a pastor right now. He's like 68 years old. And he fasted and fasted and fasted and fasted. And I warned him and warned him and warned him and warned him and warned him. And he didn't listen. And now he's got cancer. I mean, his body is shot. He looks like he's 25 years older than he is. Looks absolutely awful. He's drawn and gaunt with cancer. Guys, think through what you're doing. Also think about this. If you're 300 pounds or 400 pounds and you have to use insulin, do you have a refrigeration source for your insulin? I'm asking you very directly, do you have a refrigeration source for your insulin if the power goes out like it did in Venezuela? You know how many millions of people are going to die in this country because they can't refrigerate their insulin if the power goes out? You know, the time to try to get into shape is not after the power goes out. You've got to discipline yourself to be in shape and stop eating the junk, get the weight down, get the blood sugar under control without the use of pharmaceuticals if at all possible. I'm just talking to you guys like friends right now. It's so important that you have lifestyle changes. Now, your doctor will say to you in many cases, oh, lifestyle has nothing to do with diabetes, blood sugar, cholesterol. It's all genetics. That's complete total crap. It's not true at all. It's not true. It's a lie. You know, they don't know any better. They didn't take any classes in nutrition. That's what they were taught. Now, they believe that because they were taught that, but it's simply not true. So we've got to understand what we need to do in order to stay in shape how we need to do it. And basically, we have to be careful with everything that's, you know, we put into our body. It's so very important. By the way, DuckDuckGoGo now has testified before the Senate in saying that privacy legislation is good for the market and for consumers. In other words, we need to be protected. Gabriel Weinberg, founder of CEO and privacy-based search engine DuckDuckGo, which is what I use personally here at the House, called for a privacy legislation in the United States during a hearing on GDPR and CCPA before the Senate Judiciary Committee Tuesday, explaining how it could create more competition and innovation. During his testimony, Weinberg claimed that privacy legislation is not only pro-consumer, but pro-business and pro-advertising. He goes, as you know, people are tired of being watched everywhere they go online. They are fed up with all the intended and unintended consequences this online tracking creates, including invasive ads, identity theft, discrimination, and manipulation, Weinberg proclaimed. In many ways, I come to you from the future. I run a business that is already compliant. Our privacy policy is straightforward and doesn't require a law degree to decipher. We simply do not collect or share any personal information at all. That's why I use DuckDuckGoGo and told Google to kiss off and pound salt. So important that we all think about what we're doing and how we're being exposed to all of this stuff on a regular basis. By the way, the water in Venezuela has now turned black. They have oil going through the oil pipes, contaminating the water supply in their country. People are actually collecting runoff out of sewer drains. There's still water that's clear to drink or clear to use or clear, hopefully they're not getting sick from it, to basically be able to utilize. Unbelievable what happened, what is happening right now in Venezuela and what our country has done to destroy that country, Austin. I'm ashamed that our country and our government that's being controlled basically by the Mossad is doing this, and we, the people of the United States, are being blamed for it, bud. What do you think?
Every country has a tipping point, and every country can only handle so many sanctions, which are acts of war, and completely and totally breaking down the fabric of society. I don't agree with the entire socialist ideology and government that they had in that country. But again, I don't live in that country. I'm not a citizen of that country, so I really have no take in what I can tell them they can and can't do, because it's simply not my problem. But when you start allowing the biggest bully on the block to start telling everybody else, you can't talk to that kid, you can't sit with that kid at lunch, you can't give that kid food, you can't help that kid out, you can't buy anything from that kid, you can't even talk or look at that kid anymore. He has to sit in the corner by himself, and nobody can look, talk, or speak to him, nor can they buy anything from him, and you essentially starve him to death. This is what we've done to Venezuela. We've put so many sanctions on that country. We've made sure to prevent anything and everything from them being able to pretty much do business with everybody. You saw what we did to Russia, what, 2 years ago? If anybody does any business with Russia, we will ban them too in the United States. We'll block them. We'll sanction you. And if you do business with them after we sanction them, we'll sanction you. I mean, in all of this stems down to the Greater Israel program. And I know we talk about that all the time, but people have to get this through your heads. Who is controlling the show on all this? Israel controls the United States military. The Mossad pretty much is the strongest, most aggressive military force in the world. And people go, no, that's the United States military. Who do you think the United States military takes their orders from? Why is it that we always invade every country that Israel says we need to invade? We're supposed to pull out of Syria. We're still in Syria. We're not getting out of Syria. Oh, we're supposed to pull out of Afghanistan. We're not pulling out of Afghanistan. Too much money. Too much heroin. Too much dope, too much money to be made in dope. All this stuff continually goes on right in front of us, and nobody wants to call it out. I saw earlier today, whether or not it's accurate or not, they said Venezuela had another oil refinery explosion over there now. They don't even know how many people died. I remember back, I think, 2013 or was it, they had like 39 people die in that huge oil refinery explosion down there. I mean, they have a lot of oil. It's just bad when it blows up. So I don't know. As I said before, there's a high, high, high probability we're going to be doing a full invasion on that country very, very, very soon. It's sad. I hope we don't. I really hope we don't. I hope they can be helped out. I hope these sanctions are lifted, and I hope we allow that economy with the world's largest oil reserves to actually get back on its feet, and we stop slapping them around because we're the big bully and we want to control all their natural resources like we do in every other country that we invade. Also, too, in other health news, this is an interesting article on vitamin D. Vitamin D is a crucial nutrient. talk about it all the time. It's very, very important for the body. This article goes into detail on a study that finds vitamin D may help out in children that are asthmatic, especially ones that are living in more polluted areas like cities. There's a study out of Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. The research team has identified many factors that make children susceptible to health problems. According to the Center for Disease and Prevention, 1 in 12 children in the U.S. have asthma, which totals 6.1 million children nationally. Now, one product that we have found out this works really effectively for asthma in children or adults is our Corticare B5-B6. I mean, it's an incredibly good product. Well, this research study went into it not just to look essentially at the vitamins like Bs and stuff like that, but actually look into the role that vitamin D played. And Sonali Bose, MD lead author, they said, from previous scientific studies, we knew that vitamin D was a molecule that may influence asthma by impacting antioxidant or immune-related pathways and reducing the amount of asthmatic conditions. The Bose explained that at the time the study was conceived, researchers were seeing vitamin D deficiencies across the U.S. This is accurate. Vitamin D deficiencies are rampant in the United States, and a lot of people don't even realize it because they never get their blood levels checked. It surprises me how many times I've had people call us up and they go to the doctor for blood work, and they're having health issues, and they get their blood work checked, and they let me look at them, or they're telling me what's on them, and I don't make any recommendations at all. These are primarily friends that I've seen. And they come in and they go, well, what's your vitamin D levels? Well, I don't know, the doctor didn't check for that. You're having all these issues that sound like there's an issue of vitamin D, and the doctor does all this blood work and he doesn't do one simple test of vitamin D. No, they didn't test for that. It's always an important test. That's just a side note. But the study tested three factors: air pollution in homes, blood vitamin D levels, and asthmatic symptoms in 120 school-age kids with pre-existing asthma. One-third of the study participants were also obese. The children were evaluated at the start and study and three times over the next 9 months. They found that higher blood vitamin D levels were linked to much fewer asthma symptoms in obese children, and also the opposite. Children that had lower vitamin D levels had more respiratory problems than children that had higher. So what was surprising is most of the findings of the study showed the effects were most pronounced among the obese children, and goes to show you that vitamin D is so important. This is why when Lana was pregnant, every time she's been pregnant, both times, we used a midwife. And the midwife, one of the regular blood works that they did on a regular basis was vitamin D. All the time, constantly checking vitamin D levels. And her vitamin D levels were actually low when she was pregnant. They were in like the mid-20 range. And so we started using the D3 10,000 K2 and started running one of those a day, check her blood work, and it still hadn't come up enough yet. It was still like in the 30s, so we started putting her on two a day. Two vitamin D3 10,000s every single day. That's 20,000 IUs of vitamin D a day. And then when we got her blood work back, it was pushing into the 40, high 40, 50 range, and we were able to maintain that range throughout the pregnancy at 10,000 IUs of D3 twice a day. So 20,000 total per day, and people go, that's a lot of D3. I don't think everybody understands how deficient we are as a society now in vitamin D3. Hardly anybody goes outside anymore unless you have an outside job. Everybody's inside. We're on computers. We're in vehicles. We're inside. We're on the phones. All this stuff all the time now. We're not getting the vitamin D exposure from the sun that we need anymore, and you have to supplement that. People go, well, I eat pretty clean. I get my vitamin D, you know, in my food. Okay. What's your blood work say? What's your vitamin D levels in your blood? Well, I haven't checked my blood work. Okay. Well, how about you do that and we'll have a conversation again? This is something that's crucial to make sure you maintain from a health standpoint. Vitamin D is so important in the body, whether you're trying to help out with asthmatic conditions in children, whether you're pregnant, whether you're just overall trying to stay healthy. Vitamin D is crucial. And again, as I said it a minute ago, the Corticare B5, B6, along with the vitamin D, those two right there will eliminate, as far as what I've seen, in most cases, a lot of asthma problems in most people, because asthma, majority of the time, it's a vitamin deficiency. It's not something you're running into because, oh, I've got asthma and I have no idea what's going on. Dude, it's a deficiency. Your body needs specific nutrients for the lungs in order to function properly. It's not difficult to put together. So just something I wanted to add in there again, because vitamin D is crucial, Deb.
Well, that's absolutely correct, Austin. And also remember, if you're storing up supplements for the apocalypse, which, whatever, try to keep at least a year or 2 years' supply of supplements in advance. Keep your basics. Keep your D. Keep your iodine. Iodine's really important. Keep your C. Keep your powdered multiple or your multiple capsules. And keep some cod liver oil omega-3s. I mean, they're really, really important. You think, well, I'll be eating my storable food. No. Most storable foods aren't going to be real high in nutrient density. You got to have supplements. And, you know, if you've got kids who have health issues, you make sure you get extra products for those kids and their specific needs. But keep the basics, the iodine, the C, the D3K2, and the multiple, and the cod liver oil. Those are the things that no matter what you do, you can't cross those off the list. They've got to have, you have to have at least a year. Our shelf life's 2 to 3 years. But be careful, though. Rotate. If you're going to buy 6 bottles, you know, rotate them. Yeah, rotate them. Don't just buy 6 bottles and don't use them and set them on a shelf. Don't do that. Rotate them. Continue to use them until they're gone. Then, you know, and then as you need them, replace them until you keep 6 in inventory all the time. And write the dates on them with a Sharpie when you bought them, right on the label. And then that way you know when you need to rotate, which one you need to use next. And we always try to keep a supply here at the house for at least 2 years. You say, well, you guys have it at your office. Well, yeah, but what if I can't get to the office? You know, I keep them at the house because it's so important that we keep those supplies at hand. And guys, I don't like talking about all this stuff, but let's get away from the apocalypse. Let's talk about what's happening in our school systems. Prager University, which, by the way, is now also going to be banned by YouTube, they're talking about banning, which they probably will. Here's an article coming home from college by Dennis Prager. It was published this week. Everybody needs to get it. I have it posted on our website at healthmasters.com news section. It said, every year, many thousands of American parents find that their son or daughter that they sent off to college has been transformed by their university or their college into a leftist, into a communist. For left-wing parents, this may be a blessing, but for parents who are not leftists, not to even mention conservative, it's often painfully jolting. It is jolting because their beloved child, who now holds America in its contempt, prefers communism to capitalism, regards all white people and police as racist, believes the Bible, Christianity, and Judaism are not only nonsense but dangerous nonsense, no longer believes men and women are inherently different, or even that male and female objectively exists. It is disinterested in getting married and having children, and believes the President of the United States is a fascist, as are all those who voted for him, and supports the suppression of speech that they regard as hate speech or contradicting their values. This is brought to us from the Frankfurt School, run by the Sabbateans, that basically was developed in Germany in 1933. Go to Monday's show 2 weeks ago, and they'll be in the captions of the highlights, the Frankfurt School. They brought us all of this. It was done to us on purpose. We have been manipulated into believing all of this stuff through generational teachings through our school systems until now the tide has turned, and the vast majority of these students who come out of these schools who weren't taught differently as a child basically believe the lie. Remember, Jesus said light has come into the world, but the world has preferred the darkness. There's an article from Life News. It says Girl Scouts now give their highest award to a teen who organized campaign promoting abortion. This is what the Girl Scouts have done. This is what happens when they get attached to these things. This is they destroy the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. You can read it at lifenews.com, also on our website. We posted this article. Girl Scout gives its highest award to teen who organized campaign promoting abortion. Yes, that is how this is happening. By the way, scientists have now discovered how omega-3 fats, the cod liver oil I told you to make sure you store up, are good for your heart. It's been shown they actually protect against DNA damage in the cells that line your blood vessels, which protect them from basically inflaming, getting larger, and plaquing around them to basically heal them. So that's how the omega-3 works. By the way, Boeing 737, apparently it's got a problem. Had 2 crashes killing hundreds of people now, and Donald Trump has issued an executive emergency decree saying he is grounding the entire fleet of 737s. It's interesting to me. We have thousands and thousands of people being killed by illegal immigration, by migrants in this country every single year. And Donald Trump has done nothing to stem the tide of illegal migrants into the United States, who kill a whole lot more people in the United States than have died on these 2 airplanes. But yeah, he decides he's going to do an executive order or a emergency decree to ground these airplanes, which I'm not saying that he shouldn't. I'm glad that he did. But guys, think about what I'm saying. By the way, the Greenpeace co-founder now is saying that most scientists who say that there is a climate crisis are on government grants, and they're doing what the government wants them to do, in my opinion, as far as telling us what we want to hear, as far as what the government wants us to believe, as far as more governmental propaganda. Like I said to you, they want to make you a carbon unit, give you X amount of carbon units to exhale your entire life, and then once they have you to a certain point where you had your carbon units exhaled, they're going to send the eugenics truck to come pick you up, haul you off, turn you into Soylent Green, most likely, and basically use you for fertilizer and get rid of you because you have now expired your carbon units. Again, this is off-world technology, interdimensional entity dealings in technology. They want this planet reducing population. This is fallen angel stuff. This is Genesis chapter 6. Another article, millennials are so buried in debt. This is Austin's age, kids around 30. They can't even buy into the American dream of owning their own home. Amanda Hill deals with big student loan debt by doing everything she can to keep her bills small. She goes, I've cut out all the things that aren't necessary, she said. She eats out once a month because of her student debt. She limits her driving to control how much gas she uses. She lives in an apartment. She avoids getting her nails done or even shopping. She buys clothes about 2.5 times a year. A lot of them go buy their clothes at the second-hand store. She's dealing with $100,000 in student loans, graduating 2015. Basically figured out that she now can't do anything. She bought a 2005 Saturn last year for $500. She was surprised that the car actually ran. And now she's had to learn how to drive with a stick shift. Dreaming of buying a new car when you get that first job out of college or maybe buying your first house used to be a rite of passage. Not so much anymore. It's not going to be you're 30 and you're married, you're going to have kids, she said. She has no timetable when she buy a house or make other big purchases or even have children or get married. She hopes to go to graduate school, but has delayed that so she has a better handle on her college debt for just her bachelor's degree. Okay? $1.46 trillion of student loan debt for many millennials, and they have basically put everything on the back burner. We've talked about this over and over and over. College debt is holding consumers back. Student loan debt is totally intimidating, outstanding student loan debt in the trillions of dollars. Ages 18 to 29 had most of the college debt, more than $1 trillion. Wow. Guys, before you go in and borrow a bunch of money to go to college, you better think about how much money you're going to make in the profession you want to go into, how many jobs are available in that profession. And yeah, you can look all this stuff up, go to DuckDuckGoGo and look it up and try to find out what's happening here. We'll try to find out who these people are, what they're doing. Try to figure out, you know, what they're telling you in school and what your degree needs to be. If they tell you that there are all kinds of jobs available for underwater basket weaving or women's studies or black history or white history or lesbian studies or whatever, you need to go check the job market and put a big ad in the paper and say, by the way, how many of you want to hire me if I have a degree in lesbian studies? And I can guarantee you, you'll get a big zero answer on that one. Because guys, listen to me. You can't be putting money out for degrees that aren't going to pay you the money back. There's no use to doing that. If you're going to go to professional school, engineering, chiropractic, doctor, dentist, nurse, engineer, all of this stuff, okay? You get licensed, attorney. You may have a chance of getting your student loans back. Otherwise, you'll be like so many other people that I know, including the pastor who now has cancer in his late 60s, who's still paying on his student debt from the 70s on a degree he never finished or completed when he was in college. Guys, it's what happens so many times. Guys, thank you for listening today. I love you so much. Again, a lot of breaking news today. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate all the letters and the emails you send me and the texts you send me. You guys are amazing. And thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. If you only knew what it meant, if everybody listening to this show right now, if you just bought your powdered multiple or your multiple capsules from us once a month, it'll pay for the show. Probably 90% of the people who listen to the show don't support Health Masters. And I got that if you're broke or whatever. But guys, if you're not broke and you're buying your vitamins at Walmart or Best Buy or wherever you're getting them, wherever you're getting the stuff, why don't you think through it for a second that, you know, just maybe you need to support alternative media. You know, because God's way done God's way never lacks God's support. And if you appreciate what we're doing, which I know many of you do, just get multiple vitamins from us. Get your toothpaste from us. Get anything from us. It doesn't make any difference. Anything you can do to support this broadcast is deeply appreciated. It was my pleasure again, as always, to pray for each of you today. I continue to ask God to bless all of you, protect you. Thank you so much. God bless you, Austin. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the support. And we're continually always trying to update things, come out with new products. We listen to our customers' response, as you guys know. When we start having a lot of feedback on a particular area, particular topic, we try to move into that direction. And I mean, that's why we've gotten into the, you know, the hemp CBD market. I've seen what it's done naturally. I've seen the positive effects from it. So we went down that route. We're trying to make sure that, you know, we maintain along all the legal guidelines. As you know, hemp was decriminalized with the Farm Bill in December, but we're still seeing the DEA do stupid stuff to certain individuals at certain shops. So we're trying to maintain that, as I know we do a lot of alternative talk, as everybody knows. So we're trying to make sure we do everything the exact way by the book so we don't run into any issues. So I really appreciate the support. Thank you guys for taking care of us and allowing us to bring you a show with zero commercials for an hour every single day. No ads, no sponsors, no big pop-ups, none of that. Thank you guys for allowing us to do that. It looks like we're looking at everything right now. I just looked at the inventory in. The magnesium body balm with CBD is in stock. We have it in hand. I used some of it again earlier on my shoulder. My trap was a little sore from some heavy military presses we were doing the other day. And so we got it. It's going to be going on the website this afternoon. I don't have it for sale yet, so just keep a lookout on the website. I'll get everything listed. I'll get the price listed. I'll get the description listed. I'll get everything listed and get it on the front page. Should be up there by tonight, so I wanted to give you guys a heads up on that. We did a very limited run on it as the CBD is 200 milligrams per jar. Obviously, it takes a lot of oil, a lot of magnesium balm. It's going to be in a 2-ounce jar. This is not a lather your whole body down with it. This is a very site-specific product to use exactly where you need it, whether it be your lower back, whether it be your neck, whether it be, you know, migraine, headache, elbow. You don't need a lot of it. It's very strong. It should last a decent amount of time. That's why we kept it down to the 2-ounce jar, because we wanted to keep the price point in a healthy range, because obviously this product is not cheap to make at all with the quality of nutrients that we put in it, as are pretty much all of our other products. You guys know we use the best raws sourced usually in the United States or from Europe, as high quality as we can possibly get. So thank you guys for your support. Be on the lookout for that on the website today. And of course, too, the Health Masters HGH Stimulate is on sale for product of the week. Super sale. Be sure to check that out. I know everybody loves that product. I do too. I use it every day when I train. Appreciate you guys. Stay prepared. Stay frosty. You have a wonderful, blessed day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.